So the last, you know, the last couple of days were, as usual, busy days relative to the roster. Of course, also trying to get our preparations for Tennessee tightened up and all that. You know, I'd just say with all the roster decisions that you know, there was obviously some decisions that were took some time and to figure out and work out, and in the end, everything that we did was what we thought was in the best interest of the football team, and that really, I'd say, is the best way to sum it up. It's not any one thing, and you know, we have to try to look at not just where the team is now, but also to prepare for the entire 16-game regular season schedule. And, of course, our players on the practice squad are, to a degree, interrelated to the players that are on the roster. So, again, I just say there's a lot of combination of factors that went into our roster decisions and so forth, the trade, the practice squad, and, you know, releases and all that. And so we'll continue to try to manage the team on a weekly basis to do the best that we can to put the most competitive team out there on the field and to win. And so that'll be done week to week. But for now, we are where we are, and we'll see how this looks.
Yeah, the acquisition of Greg Salas, what drew you to him to want to trade for him?
We thought that, you know, he'd be able to help our football team, and he's got some versatility, and we'll put him out there and see how it goes.
In addition to his versatility, what are some of his strengths as a receiver?
I mean, he's had a lot of production. Catches the ball well. He's had a lot of production, college and even last year.
The background that Josh had with him, obviously that's better than not having it. How much was that a factor in that decision?
Well, sure. I mean, Josh had some firsthand experience with the player, no question. But, I mean, we scouted him kind of out of Hawaii and, you know, followed him last year. So, I mean, you know, we had a good feel for him before Josh was here, just based on our scouting department and working him out and getting ready for the draft and all that. And then, of course, Josh spent some time with him. So that was some additional input.
How do you characterize the work Brian Hoyer did in his time here?
Good.
A lot of improvement.
Well, I think he came in and, you know, did a good job his rookie year.
I think it was the 15th about how guys adjust and how you have to make a decision based on when a guy is approaching his ceiling and when another guy might be below where the other player is but has a higher ceiling. And I kind of theorize that might be some of the things that enter into your backup quarterback decision here. Ryan hasn't got as many snaps probably in the NFL as Brian has, but is that something that could be off the mark?
I mean, I personally wouldn't characterize it that way, but, I mean, that's all right.
No, but I'd much rather hear how you characterize it than me, because I'm not, I haven't won that many.
Well, I think I really already covered it. I mean, all the decisions we made were what we felt were best for our football team, and that takes into consideration a lot of things. It takes into consideration some of the players that are involved, but it also looks at other things on the team and where our other strengths or depth is or isn't. And so, I mean, you know, we could be here all day talking about it. So we do what we thought was best for our team, and then there are several players that aren't on our team that, you know, I think are good football players. It's nothing against them, but, I mean, in the end, we do what we feel is best for the New England Patriots, and that's not a negative commentary on anybody else. It's a positive commentary on the players who earned a position on the team. So,
for veterans like Branch, Gaffney, would you consider them as players who could potentially return down the road?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I'm just going to try to coach the players that are on this team. Try to do the best job I can coaching them, getting ready to play in Tennessee, getting ready for the 16-game regular season schedule. And the players that aren't here, I mean, I don't think there's really much I can or should say about them. You know, right now I'm trying to coach the guys we have.
Is Brian Waters one of those guys? Has his status changed?
Again, I'm just talking about the guys that are here. Right.
How much, if at all, does Brian's responsibility level change now if he is where he is?
Well, he's in the on-deck circle, and he's the next guy, which he wasn't really in that position before, but he's earned that spot now, and so his position's the same, his responsibility's the same, but he's going to get more opportunities in practice to prepare, and he's closer to being in the game, you know, as the backup rather than as the third. I mean, that's... I mean, I don't think his preparation's any different. I don't think the process is any different. I mean, because you're really where it was last year. I mean, you could be two plays away instead of one. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? So, you know, he should have prepared last year the way he'd prepare this year, or the way Tom prepares as the starter. I mean, everybody prepares like they're going to be in the game, they're going to play it, and we're going to count on them. So I think everybody should be doing the same thing as far as that goes. But his practice opportunities will go up as the second guy as opposed to the third guy. That's, of course.
Do you view that as a big positive, all those practice reps that he'll get over the course of the year, as being just the pure number two as opposed to splitting as a backup?
Well, sure. I mean, if we didn't think there was benefit in practice, then what are we doing going out there every day?
For the starters.
Well, I mean, everybody, you know, everybody gets an opportunity to practice out there, whether they're running scout team plays or whether they're running our plays, whether they're running all of them or part of them, or even if they're just mentally taking them. That's, I mean, when our starters aren't in there every play, they still should be watching the play and repping the play mentally just as if they were in there, even though they're not physically in there. There's still benefit to be gained from if they go through that process. I've always coached that way. I mean, if we thought practice is a waste of time, then like, why are we going out there?
No, I think that the simple point I'm trying to make is when you have three quarterbacks, the physical rep of taking the play and making the throw and doing the read is better than the mental rep.
Agreed. Yeah, agree. But there's still benefit to be gained for Tom when somebody else takes the rep for him, or for another player if somebody in front of them takes the rep. But when they get an opportunity to do it, then that's another opportunity and a quality opportunity for them. Absolutely.
Bill, placing Jeff Demps on injured reserve, just wanted to know, like, with the potential new rule, I mean, is he out for the year?
Yes. Yeah, any player that's on injured reserve prior to this coming Tuesday, what is that, like the 5th or the 4th, I don't know, whatever day it is out for the year. If a player is on the active roster and they go on injured reserve any time after whatever that Tuesday is, then they could be designated as the whatever the designation thing is, I don't know.
I don't know if this year they were giving teams the flexibility.
Well, right. What they did was if you put say Dane Fletcher, okay, we could have carried Dane on the 53-man roster, and then if we had placed him on injured reserve, let's say September 10th, then he would have been eligible to come back. Like, that would have been a scenario that kind of this new modification of the rule was for. But you would have to carry that player on the 53-man roster. You couldn't have put him on injured reserve, not counted him, and then designate him to come back if he had never been on the 53. So in Jeff's case, he was never really on the 53-man roster. He was placed on IR as part of the cutdown.
Where are you guys at in your preparation for Tennessee? When did you start preparing for Tennessee? Might be another way to ask.
Well, back in the offseason, back in the spring. But we've... after the Giants game, we've practiced on Friday, and then we're practicing today as part of that, you know, working on some situational things and working on you know, some specific points of emphasis, and then Monday we'll get into kind of the, like, the regular week, if you will, you know, one day ahead.
When you're looking at them, how much tape do you look at from last season as opposed to what they did in the preseason? Is the last season's tape still more important?
Well, I mean, they're all important. Yeah, I mean, I think you look at both. There's, that certainly they have some players that are there this year, like the Steve Hutchinson or Kendall Wright or, you know, whoever it is, guys that are here this year that weren't there last year that are players you have to be taken into consideration. Then there are plenty of players that were there last year that are there this year. Or, you know, like at the quarterback position, I mean, you always have to get ready for all the quarterbacks, but, you know, Hasselbeck played more than Locker did last year. Locker is playing more than he is this year. But, again, one play could change all that, so we have to be ready for all of them. So we'll definitely watch what they did in preseason and look at their new players and how they're using them and what their skills and possible role might be, and also go back and look at last year where they, you know, really were playing their most competitive football regular season games and see what their strategy and game plans and how they utilize their personnel, what plays they might have run in the regular season last year that they haven't run in preseason this year that they might have held back. So it's a combination of last year and this year. I mean, especially with, you know, the same coaching staff, same coordinators, and many of the same players.
Everyone talks about this being a business, but is it hard for you, having been in the league and having had guys like Gaffney and Stallworth and Dion play for you and have success for you, to say goodbye to those guys and to cut them loose?
It's the hardest part of the job. It's the hardest part of the job to take players that have played for you, won for you, and players that have been with us since in the spring, the whole off season, done everything we asked them to do, worked hard, you know, sweated, been banged up, kept going out there, you know, kept playing, kept trying to do everything they could to make the team, to do what we asked them to do it in a team first attitude and fashion, and to tell those players that they can't be a part of the team is very difficult. It's, on the other hand, we all know when we get into this business that's the way it's going to be, you know, that there's Jerry Glanville, not for long. And that's, you know, a lot of coaches, including myself, have been through that. A lot of players have been through that. It's a production business, and there's not too many of us that have been in this game for very long that haven't experienced that in some form or fashion. So it's part of the business. But it's not, you know, it's not a great, real happy day as a head coach when you have to, you know, give that news to those, any players really, you know, and it's not just, certainly it's those guys, but it's any players. And you can exchange the names, but you're still, you know, you're affecting somebody's life and somebody's career and basically somebody that's worked hard and given everything that they can to try to, you know, to earn a spot on your team. So it's disappointing for them, and it's not fun to deliver that news. But we all knew a long time ago that was, you know, we all knew what cut down day was, you know, a long time ago. So that's not anything unexpected, but it still makes it hard.
Bill, do you value or put a lot of value in a defense having swagger? Because it seems like this year, especially in camp, a lot of the practices, we saw the defense playing with a lot of confidence, talking, yelling, hooping it up. You put a lot of confidence or a lot of value, a lot of stock in that.
Well, I think the important things are all the other things you mentioned. Confidence, playing well, making plays, being excited, enthusiastic about making those plays and doing those things. I mean, you know, we go out there and work hard and go through a lot of drills and practice and preparation, and then to go out there and execute it and have it work well in practice and to make a play or, you know, catch a pass, score a touchdown, have a long run, sack the quarterback, intercept a pass. I mean, we should be excited about those plays because we've worked hard at them to make them become reality, especially when it happens in games. So I think you like to see all those things. You like to see the confidence, aggressiveness, the production, and the enthusiasm and excitement that's genuine with that production. Those are all things that we emphasize and embrace. I don't think you win any games talking about them. I think you win games by performing, and that's we try to emphasize that.
What did Marcus Forston show you through camp in the preseason to earn the spot?
Well, I think just the daily consistent performance. Again, it's no one thing or one play or one day, but, you know, guys that can earn a spot on the roster do it with consistent performance. And relative to the competition, you know, he did enough to do that. But that's, you know, a lot of young players. Again, it's always hard to sometimes to judge that. Some of them start fast and fizzle out. Some of them start slow and pick up speed and, you know, really accelerate their rate of improvement. Some guys are kind of slow and steady. So, you know, with less information and less evaluation, try to make your best decisions that you can based on the information that you have, but to a certain degree it's somewhat limited, and we'll see how all those things play out over time. All right, thanks.